Well, today we turn to two short parables. The first, you may have noticed, is two sentences. The second is one sentence. They are incredibly short, and they only take about 2 minutes to read. And you think we're now going to have a short sermon because it's a short reading. Well, things haven't changed that much. So I'm sorry if I'm going to disappoint you a little bit. But I'm sure most of us can remember the car boot sales that we used to have here on a Saturday morning. I remember the people who were involved in organizing and running them. And I'm sure many of you do so as well. I also remember the people who came looking for a bargain. The dealers who were here very early in the morning so that they could find a bargain, something of great value. But maybe you were like me. You would walk around the tables and the stalls and you would look at things and think, oh, there's nothing there that I want. There's nothing there of any significant value whatsoever. But then the dealer or the collector, well, they would walk around and they would be able to spot something that was of value. Maybe a necklace, a piece of pottery, whatever, but something of value. And they would go away very, very happy from the Ballygilbert car boot sale. Now, finding something valuable leads us into our reading for today. Because today we're thinking about the astonishing value of the kingdom of God. This passage comes in the context of different responses to Jesus. Many in the crowds and cities doubted that Jesus was the real deal, that he just didn't line up with their expectations of a Messiah. Others, including the Pharisees, opposed him directly because he condemned their empty religion. And a small number decided to follow Jesus, the disciples. And here is Jesus teaching the disciples, teaching them to consider the true value of the kingdom, or to put it another way, is it worth following Jesus? So let me read these two short parables again. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Now, judging by the number of television programs and shows about antiques and the like, the Antique Roadshow, Cash in the Attic, Bargain Hunt, and so on, many people dream of finding treasure hidden away somewhere, something of great value. And so we can connect with these stories, can't we? What is Jesus trying to get us to think about? Well, that's the challenge for today. Well, notice the first man sold everything so that he could buy the field, so that he could have the treasure. And the pearl merchant sold everything that he had so that he could buy this pearl of great value. And the key point is, the kingdom of heaven is worth everything. The kingdom of heaven is a phrase that Jesus uses many times, and by it he means the inbreaking presence and activity of God in the world. He is the King of the kingdom. And it is a completely different kind of a kingdom. Not political, not a military kingdom, but a kingdom built around God's rule and God's reign in the person of Jesus. And so the two men in our parables that Jesus told both sell everything that they have so that they can have the treasure. And that's the uncomfortable, challenging part of the story as far as we are concerned. because it suggests to us, it means, in fact, that to follow Jesus, it may be that we will have to swim against the tide. The Christian life, the business of following Jesus, has good bits, but also challenging bits. We love the bits about being kind and good and helping others, but there's other bits about loving our enemies, about forgiving people, about sharing what we have, about putting others first, even if it means ridicule or rejection. People often caricature Christian faith as a crutch for weak people. But actually, the opposite is true. Anyone who's actually tried to follow Jesus knows that the old cliche about it being a crutch is nonsense, usually said by people who are too proud or too cowardly to try it for themselves. Who find their crutches in drink or drugs or having a good time, making money, being popular or whatever. But why did these two sell everything they had? Why would we then choose to be members of the kingdom to follow Jesus? Because, as Jesus says, it costs everything because it's worth everything. It costs everything because it's worth everything. Now let's go back to the car boot sale. Imagine you're a stamp collector. And at the car boot sale, you're browsing around the stalls, seeing everything that's for sale. And you notice, and you can hardly believe it, a very valuable stamp. It's expensive. It's more money than you have on you. So what do? If you are a serious collector and you know the value of what is sitting in front of you, you go home, you sell your entire stamp collection, you sell your house, your car, whatever. You sell everything so that you can buy that one stamp, more valuable perhaps than anything that you have. The estimated value of a penny black, I'm told, is over $5 million. Don't think any stamp collector found any penny blacks at a Ballygilbert car boot sale, but I suspect some did find something valuable. Maybe not a stamp, but maybe a painting that was valuable. Maybe a rare comic or a vinyl record. But whatever it was, if you know the value of something that is rare, something that is unique, something that is valuable, you will do whatever it takes. You will pay anything so that you can have it. And to do so won't feel like a sacrifice because you know the value. Now think for a moment about the value of being in the kingdom of heaven. It's so valuable that the merchant sold everything he had so that he could have it. Now, is there anything in your life that is that valuable? You'd probably say your family, your children. That's fair. Most people would give up everything for their children, even their lives. What about things? What's valuable to you? Perhaps our homes are one of the most valuable things we have. Perhaps maybe some people have a pension plan or something, your car, whatever. But Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven is more valuable than anything that this world offers. It's more valuable than our families and our possessions put together. It's the pearl of great price that a merchant found. And when he found it, he sold everything else in order to buy the pearl. But why so valuable? There's a simple reason for this. It's because the kingdom of heaven lasts forever. It's eternal. All the things of this world will pass away. Our houses will eventually be torn down and replaced by something else. Do you notice how that happens round and about? Our cars will rust out. and so on. Everything that this world has to offer is transitory and temporary. But the kingdom of heaven is not like that. It will last forever because it is eternal. And that's why it is so valuable. Remember that Jesus began this his parable by saying the kingdom of heaven is like. It's like a valuable treasure. It's like a pearl of great price, more precious than silver, more costly than gold, more valuable than anything else in all creation. It's a treasure. It's the pearl of great price. What benefits does it bring? Well, first of all, being in the kingdom brings forgiveness. Through repentance and faith, our sin, deserving of God's condemnation, is washed away because Jesus died for us on the cross. Our guilt is gone, our shame is gone, and through forgiveness, those in God's kingdom no longer need to fear condemnation. We have been forgiven. Secondly, we are adopted into God's family. We become his sons and his daughters. We all long to be loved and we all long to belong. The Bible tells us that those who have come to faith in Jesus are forgiven of their sin. They're made righteous in the sight of a holy God, adopted into his family as his sons and his daughters. No matter what the world thinks of us, God loves us as his children. He never takes his love away from us. As the song reminds us, I'm chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am a child of God. And then there is eternal life for those who have been brought into God's family through faith in Jesus. No longer need to fear the grave, but we know who will be waiting for us and something that what will be in store for us. Being in God's kingdom assures us of eternal life. And we have purpose. Remember, man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. And so our God gives us a purpose for living. Could go on, forgiveness, adoption, eternal life, purpose for living, those things of infinite value that the world cannot offer us but can never take away from us. And so do you see that there's no treasure in this world, no amount of happiness, no experience in life that compare with the joy and the privilege of being in the kingdom of heaven. And even more, not only to believe it, but to be willing to give up everything that is required so that we can have Jesus and a place in his kingdom. Here's what David Livingstone, you know, the missionary, said towards the end of his life. He said, people talk of the sacrifice I have made in spending so much of my life in Africa. Away with such a thought. Say rather it is a privilege, anxiety, sickness, suffering, or danger now and then, with a foregoing of the common conveniences and charities of this life, may make us pause and cause the spirit to waver and the soul to sink. But let this only be for a moment. All these are nothing when compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us and for us. I never made a sacrifice. What about Christians who have suffered for the faith and are suffering today? Here's the witness of an Iranian student. She said this, so if I want to continue my studies, I have to renounce my faith. I am unwilling to turn my back on God and Jesus, who I have strongly received in my heart and felt his presence in my everyday life. The cost for the student was very high. No contact with his family. No entry into Iran, no money, no finished studies. But he thought it was all worth it because he had received Jesus into his life and was following him. He had found the treasure and he had found the pearl of great price. course, there are stories that never end up in books or never told. But people who give sacrificially of their time and their money and their lives. Perhaps to a church like this, when they could be spending their money, when they could be spending their time on something else. What about those who in their place of work face ridicule when they seek to live a God-honoring life? Is it worth it for them? Is it worth those who put themselves out on the limb, whether socially or in their place of work or wherever it might be? You bet it is. Because part of the being of the kingdom, being part of the kingdom of heaven, is worth those sacrifices. So have you grasped the value of being in the kingdom? If you haven't, if you don't kind of get what Jesus is talking about here, then you would be reluctant. You would be reluctant to follow him and to make any sacrifice. And if you do in some way, you will feel resentful. But if you sense the value, the immeasurable value of the kingdom and all that Jesus offers, what a difference it will make. And like Paul was able to say, whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him. All I once held dear, built my life upon, all this world reveres and wars to own. All I once thought gain, I have counted loss, spent and worthless now compared to this. Knowing you, Jesus, knowing you, there is no greater thing. You're my all. You're the best. You're my joy, my righteousness, and I love you, Lord. This pandemic has challenged us and many people to think again. To think again about what is really valuable as far as life is concerned. And may God's word today encourage us to reflect further. And we may hear him say to us, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Knowing you, Jesus, knowing you, there is no greater thing.